Back with Elvina in my podcast. Today, I will tell you how to start an internet radio station. For you who want to try your own broadcast, you can try it.
Step 1. Furnish your studio with gear. It is optional because you can get started with your computer only. But if you need more radio equipment, I will give you several options. First, microphone. You need one to speak to your listeners, host interviews, or create radio imaging like the station ID or sweepers. Second, headphones and speakers. This allows you to listen in on your broadcast. Then, audio software. You'll need your Twig audio files you have created. And to do this, you require an audio program. Then you also need an audio mixer. The mixer enables you to combine and control more than one sound input. For instance, with a 4-channel mixer, you can connect your microphone, a second mic for your guests, a CD player or your music source, and your mobile phone to take calls. Since a mixer can control the volume level for each input, if a guest is talking loudly, you can turn them down. For your soft-spoken guests, you can turn them up. Last, you definitely need a computer with a reliable internet connection. Your internet connection is also vital. If your internet is slow, there will be delays in sending data to the server, which may cause buffering.
Step 2. Select Apply Out Software. There are 3 programs a radio station can use to play music: DJ programs, media players, and radio automation programs. While iTunes or Windows Media Players allows you to play audio and video files, radio automation programs can do much more. For instance, voice tracking, which is pre-recording voice tracks between songs in a playlist to give the illusion of a live show. Or unattended broadcasting, where you instruct the program to choose and play music automatically. It works like this. You choose the categories or music folders. The program will select music from randomly. For instance, if you have a collection of 80s songs, 90s songs, and jingles, you can tell the program to pick one song from the 90s category, followed by another song from this category and a jingle before repeating the cycle.
Step 3. Connect your broadcasting server to your computer or studio. It is a straightforward process, which entails connecting your encoder with your server. Step 4. Start broadcasting. Finally, when you have applied out software set up with an encoder set to capture and stream sound to the server, you're ready to broadcast. Okay, that's all from me for today. Good luck with your broadcasts.